Welcome to today's edition of the Public Square with our host Dave Zanotti of the American Policy Roundtable. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Dave, yesterday we talked about our friend Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio's 4th District, and he's on our weekly program, The Public Square. How did a man like Jim get to Congress in the first place?
Wayne, that's a very important question, because right behind it is the question someone might be asking, could a person like me make it to the United States Congress?
Just an ordinary citizen, right?
Yeah. I mean, this idea is this is the people's house, and we have elections for Congress every 2 years. The founders actually intended for people just like Jim to make it to the United States Congress, people who are working in the normal world, raising families, are invested in their local communities. And that's how Jim got there. He started serving his local community as a member of the Ohio House of Representatives. It's a much smaller race than a congressional race. He served for a number of years and earned the respect of voters, then moved to the Ohio Senate, a bigger district. And then when an opportunity came available to run for Congress, he challenged the incumbent system. He challenged even his own party. He was the outsider working his way in. And because he had built such a basis of respect with the voters, he was able to run and win even without money.
I was going to say, it must take a lot of money, though.
Now, Jim and many people in the United States Congress do not have great amounts of wealth. They didn't do this off of some trust fund. They did it the old-fashioned way, shoe leather, shaking hands, honest service, and taking care of people, doing the right thing the right way, and they earned the public trust.
I know we have a lot of members of Congress we have big question marks about, but there are some good people, men and women, serving there, and Jim Jordan is certainly one of them. You'll meet him on our long-form program, The Public Square, at aproundtable.org. Join us online at aproundtable.org. And join us tomorrow for The Public Square.